countryman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey-ho, folks. You're listening to The Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host here live on Thursday night, September 5th, 2019. And thank you for joining us. You can call in live at 800-313-9443 to get in on the merriment. And for us, it's merriment here on RBN. I heard a phrase yesterday as I was listening to Fox. I don't know who said it, Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, but he called the Democratic Party America's biggest dumpster fire. referring to the 2020 presidential race, America's biggest dumpster fire. I love that. So good. Boy, I'll tell you, I've got so many different updates going on here on my computer. Let me see what's going on here with, let me get to my favorite spot of all, which is Donald Trump's Twitter account. See if I can't. Well, you know, do you ever have those nights where you, where your malware and your virus protection software is blocking your favorite websites? Please, please don't do that to me. Let me try on a different computer here. And of course, you know, get ready. Get ready for some strange goings on from our good friends in the social media and the people, the masters of the universe. Get ready for them to really mess with our access to our favorite websites. And then also get ready for them to specifically target individuals among us, such as yours truly. Get ready for that. They certainly have the capacity to do that. And I thought once in a while that I was indeed looking at that happening to me. Ah. Well, let's see. Let's go to yet another computer and see if we can't get breakthrough. All right. So you have to have a kind of a circle of computers around you as you do this. And there we go. the third computer. And let us go to the president's tweets. A lot of things about the hurricane here, so I'm going to skip those. And let's go down to the non-hurricane. These are brilliant tweets on the hurricane, but a great deal of meteorological savvy here from the president. And he says, bad actress, and he uses the word actress in ironic quotes. I love that. Bad, quote, actress, unquote. Deborah the Mess Messing is in hot water. She wants to create a blacklist of Trump supporters and is being accused of McCarthyism. Is also being accused of being a racist because of the terrible things she said about blacks and mental illness. If Roseanne Barr said what she did, even being on a much higher rated show, she would have been thrown off television. Will fake news NBC allow a McCarthy-style racist to continue? ABC fired Roseanne. Watch the double standard. Yes, indeed, folks, watch the double standard in all things. Boy, the president's really watching the hurricane. Here's a retweet he puts up. He says, President Trump, border update. 500 miles of wall complete by close of 2020. Irregular migration reduced by 50%. And here's the audio, the president talking about this. Let me see if I can turn it up. Oops, sorry. Let me do better than that. Wrong computer. Here we go. Try again on this audio from the president. Here we go. This should work. And it doesn't. Well, okay. That's the third computer. All righty. Here we go. While all that's brewing, let's go over to Breitbart. Oh, this is a great one. Have you seen Joe Biden today? Joe Biden, absolute, there's no question. Tucker Carlson was saying this is embarrassing to put him on. It feels a little bit cruel. Joe Biden today was absolutely tongue-tied, having a brain freeze, having a brain meltdown. Something has gone on. And there was a Dr. Siegel talking about the fact that Joe Biden apparently had an operation on a brain aneurysm in 1989. I may have my dates off a little bit, but apparently he had a surgical procedure on a brain aneurysm in 1989. A year before, a really good aneurysm procedure using some kind of a wire or something that goes through a catheter was developed. So Joe Biden had the more crude, earlier version of an aneurysm treatment, and Dr. Siegel was saying, "I'm not Joe Biden's doctor. But I'm talking in general about those who had this aneurysm, this particular treatment that Biden had in 1989. The outcomes have not been that good, and one of the outcomes is brain failures." Dizziness, fuzziness, memory loss, inability to think clearly is one of the results of people that have had this procedure that Joe Biden did have in 89. And something is going wrong, folks. Biden he'll start to scramble his words. You've all seen these clips, but today's was among the most dramatic. I should have it for you, and I'll try to endeavor to get it before the show is over. But Joe Biden is scaring the heck out of the Democratic Party dumpster fire. Now, how are the others faring? Well, Kamala Harris is going on TV saying she's going to ban hamburgers, red meat. Pocahontas is freaking out about global warming and climate change. And then, of course, you've all seen this one, the clip of Bernie Sanders, who's really getting irritable. Maybe he's had one or too many procedures because his brain is shorting out in his events where he heard a baby crying in the audience off to his left. He spun around and said, could you hold it over there? He's talking to a crying baby. So Sanders, this is the same Sanders who was working to show what a stud he is, was taking a few whacks at a speed bag, a punching bag, and the punching bag came back and smacked him right in the kisser, almost knocked him down. Oh, I love it. And that's why it's appropriate to call the Democratic runoff right now as a dumpster fire. It really is. Everybody's screwing up. Everybody's crashing and burning. From Biden, who seems to have, Biden's problems seem to be the worst. I love this. The guy who's got the biggest lead has the biggest problem, which is it looks as if he has mental incompetence to be president of the United States. All righty. Let's take another look here into Breitbart. The polling is looking very good. Yesterday, CNN, or was it today, had a 7-hour town hall on climate change. Climate change. Notice they've given up on global warming, more or less. It's now climate change. Well, my gosh, climate change. Let's see, what is climate? Climate is actually the change in the weather. Anyway, they are really barking up the wrong tree with their everything they've got is wrong. The climate change, multi-trillion dollar, they're all signing on to something that will have us not flying, not driving, not barbecuing, no red meat, no plastic bags, no plastic straws, no straws at all. It's wonderful. How they are doing this to themselves is, I don't even want to ask how it's happening. I don't want them to figure it out. They are simply diving into the toilet. Ah, here's one. This is a good one. Oh, Kamala Harris today said she was asked on the first day, your first day in the White House, will you ban fracking of oil and oil shale? Will you ban fracking? No hesitation. Yes, I will ban fracking. Folks, do you know how much of our economy right now is being created by fracking of oil? It is the reason we are the world's number one energy producer. You take away fracking and you just kiss that whole thing goodbye. America is blessed with the most incredible amount of oil available only by fracking under our great land. So she kissed that one goodbye. This is reminiscent. This is, Yogi Berra said, deja vu all over again. This is Hillary saying, I am going to shut down the coal mining industry. She actually said that to coal miners. She was going to shut down the coal mining industry. Well, that's what, did they not learn in 2016? No, they didn't. They've radicalized. They've gone more radical than Hillary. Okay, here's a nice one. I like this. You know, I've predicted, I think Elizabeth Warren is going to be the Democrat nominee. That's just the sense that I have. National poll shows Warren up double digits on Biden. A Change research poll released Tuesday shows Senator Elizabeth Warren with a double digit lead over longtime frontrunner Joe Biden, besting him by a full 10 points. The poll taken August 23rd to 26th shows 29% support. Well, let me get to the poll. Where are the numbers? Here they are. Elizabeth Warren, 29%. Bernie Sanders, 22%. Joe Biden, 19%. I'm loving it. Buttigieg, I can't even remember his first name, 9%. Kamala Harris, 6%, Cory Booker, 3%, Francis O'Rourke, 3%, Ying Yang, 0.2%, Fidel Castro, 2%. Oh no, Julian, sorry. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And, you know, there's something I missed yesterday and on this show. I think Donald Trump had some tweets up that I didn't see, and they're very good tweets. So let me read those to you now, make up for what I missed yesterday. The president writes, now we just mentioned the CNN 7-hour climate change summit at which the demon rat dumpster fire participants were all there embarrassing themselves. He says, 8 facts that fake news CNN will ignore in tonight's climate forum. That's last night. And when the president says 8 facts, remember, it's as Joe Biden said, we choose truth over facts. Yeah, you got to stop and think about that one. Number one, which country has the largest carbon emissions reduction? Answer, America. Which country has dumped the most carbon into the air? Answer, China. Fact three. Percent of the world's population are exposed to air pollution above the World Health Organization's suggested level. none are in the USA. That's a new fact for me. That's pretty dramatic, isn't it? And by the way, that 91% of the world's population, that includes those 1.3 billion Chinese. And apparently, Chinese cities, of which there are many over a million population, many that you've never heard, we've never heard the names of these cities. There are so many of them sprouting up. The air is so thick you can cut it with a knife. People walk around with gas masks on. They're coughing, wheezing, hacking, tearing up. There's particles settling in their hair. That's China. And all the talk about plastic in the ocean, have you watched, what's his name? What is this guy who does the Attenborough? Is that his name? The guy who does the nature shows. This pompous guy who's, the photography is beautiful. So you're lured in by the beautiful, beautiful photography of nature around the world. But is it David Attenborough? Is that his name? This pompous person goes on and on about climate change and global warming and plastic bags are going to kill every sea animal. So he forgets to mention something. He kind of gives the implication, we put these plastic bags in the ocean. We put all this garbage in the ocean. Well, we, if you're in the audience, you're saying to yourself, well, that must be me. I should feel bad. I better not use any more plastic. What David Attenborough conveniently forgets to mention, and he damn well knows it, none of that plastic was put into the ocean by Americans. None of it. It's put into the ocean by Indonesians, Indians, Chinese, Filipinos, Vietnamese. It's all coming from Asia. And yeah, some of it does float up on Malibu, but it's coming from China. And you know, you don't need to stop using plastic straws to clean up the beach in Malibu. What you need to do is stop trading with China. There you go. They view their rivers as sewers, which is what they are. India has been famously that way for hundreds of years. Bodies floating down the Ganges, the holy river of the Ganges, bodies floating down the river. And they think that's just fine. So none of the polluted population in the world is in the USA, writes Donald Trump. Fact number four, let me find it. The U.S. now leads the world in energy production. Fact number four. But fact number five, who's got the world's cleanest and safest air and water? Well, we know the answer because Donald Trump is the writer here. America. America. We have the absolutely cleanest air and water anywhere in the world. You would never know that from the mainstream media. Fact number six, the Democrats' destructive, quote, environmental, unquote, so he's using that as a ironic quotes, proposals will raise your energy bill and prices at the pump. Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. Don't the Democrats care about fighting American poverty? Fact number seven, the badly flawed Paris Climate Agreement protects the polluters and hurts Americans and costs a fortune. Not on my watch, the president writes. He withdrew us from the Paris Climate Accord signed by Barack Obama. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
We're back, folks. Think it's time we stop. And engineer tells me we've got a caller to get my Skype board up here. And let me check in here. What was that? Well, very dangerous to hit an X during a radio show. Mike in Brazil. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm a first-time caller on your show. I call on Mike Reverse all the time, but this is the first time I'm calling your show. I just have a question. I love that song that you have at the beginning of your show, okay? What is the name of that? What is the name of the artist and the song? Could you please mail it to me in a link or something like that? I'll give you my email address.
Yeah, I could just tell you now. It's Hank Williams Jr.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Hank Williams Jr. is the singer.
Hank Williams Jr.?
Yes. And Country Boy is the song.
Country Boy song?
Yes, Country Boy. A Country Boy Can Survive.
Hank, okay, so let me get this straight. So it's Hank Williams Jr.
Yes, and Williams has an S on the end.
Okay, all right. All I can tell you, I love your show, man. You're great, you know. I don't call in, but because it's a little late here where I am. But I tell you, you've got one hell of a show. Okay, well, I can tell
well,
you. Okay?
Mike,
so keep up.
Mike,
keep
thank,
up the good
thank
work
you.
And, hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are we going to come down to a bloody revolution in the next 10 years? Imagine if the Democratic Party wins some elections, including the White House. I mean, you as an analyst, what do you think is going to happen? I think my personal opinion is all hell is going to break loose.
You know what? That's a very good case for that, Mike. And that's the none of us have the answer. We don't know whether Trump will be victorious in 2020, and then we don't know whether a successor to Trump will appear in 2024 so that we can politically. The question is, can we save ourselves politically, or will that fail? Is it too late? And will we then have to, will we actually have to secede, you know, have a secessionist movement and this is applies, I think, in Brazil, too. I want to ask you about Brazil in a moment, Mike. I think it applies in Brazil.
Sure.
It applies here. Is it those of us with patriotic, conservative, traditional populist views in all of the countries where we may be, we may be a little bit too late to save our countries, we may very well have to secede from the larger country, and that might get a little bit noisy and exciting, but we might have to secede and say, look, to hell with you left-wingers, you go have your country over here, we're going to be over here, and this is going to be our country. That very well may happen. But now, before I lose you, Mike, first of all, thank you very much for your overly generous comments. Let me ask you this. All of us in America, all of us patriots, were very interested in your president, Jair Bolsonaro. And I'd love you to give me the correct Portuguese pronunciation of your president's name.
Well, his name is Jair Bolsonaro, okay, in Portuguese. Jair
okay.
Bolsonaro.
In English, let me try that.
Jair Bolsonaro, okay?
Jair Bolsonaro.
And he's an ex-captain of the army. Okay, he's a highly decorated veteran, and he actually passed a power equivalent of an executive order and banned sexual indoctrination of kids in school. And
let me read,
that
let me read
anybody.
Some, yeah, let me read yes? some things from the Bolsonaro article in Wikipedia. And then it gets your comment. It says, Bolsonaro is an open admirer of President Trump.
Absolutely,
observers,
he is.
Yes, observers see similarities between the Brazilian president and the U.S. president's ideals, hardline attacks, and a reputation for incendiary rhetoric. Because of this, Bolsonaro has been called the Brazilian equivalent of Donald Trump, or the Trump of the tropics.
You nailed it right then and there. Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. Every word of it is correct. Bolsonaro is a very staunch nationalist. In the last time he went to a conference in, I believe it was in France, and he took on Macron, okay? Because Macron, you know, the French president said that Amazonia, coincidentally, this is where I live. I live in the Amazon. Okay, I live in the Amazon basin. So all this stuff about the fires and that it's all fabricated stuff. It does not exist. They caught 70 guys, all paid by the Communist Party to set fires, and there are more like 1,000 of them who haven't been caught yet. Okay, so the military police is after them. They know who they are. And they all belong to this communist faction that is called the São Paulo Forum. Okay, probably you're aware of this. Okay, so the thing is, Bolsonaro is the tropical Trump. You just said it, and it's absolutely correct. He is the tropical Trump. And the guy just gave an executive order banning all kinds of indoctrination in sexual behavior regarding to kids in kindergarten and elementary school, because he said this is not the right time to talk about sex to these kids. They don't even know what sex is because they're kids. I mean, I remember when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, I had no idea what sex was. I mean, I was looking at a woman, but what I saw was a woman. That's what I saw. Okay, so basically what they're trying to do, they're trying to indoctrinate these kids into a perverted sexual behavior to become transsexuals. They used to have a program. Now it's being barred by Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro gave a decree, and he said none of this stuff is going to take place in our public schools. These kids belong to the school and to the parents. They don't belong to some obscure NGO which is trying to shove the stuff down their throats. Okay, so I love Bolsonaro. Too bad I can't vote because I'm not a Brazilian citizen. I'm an American citizen, so I cannot vote. But my wife, who's Brazilian, voted for Bolsonaro, and that turned her daughter against me because she said that it was me who put her up to this. And I fired back at her. I said, no, it wasn't me who put her up to this. It's her own belief. It's her own political conviction, you know. So don't accuse me of what your mother did, okay? She's a medical doctor. So to make a long story short, everybody in Brazil is indoctrinated up to a point. But when it comes to transsexualism and deviant behavior, you know, deviant sexual behavior, you know, Brazil is a very, very Catholic country, okay? They do not tolerate this. And they scraped this off. They took it off the curriculum in schools. And now there is a penalty. If they have somebody like a drag queen, like they have in the States, because I watched some videos with drag queens there teaching kids how to... maybe they're transsexuals or not. So if something like that would happen here, they would go to jail for 2 years and a very hefty fine. So now this is taken off the curriculum in Brazil. So Bolsonaro indeed is the tropical Trump, as they call him. And by the way, they're very good friends. I don't know if you noticed this, but Trump received Bolsonaro with high honors, which, you know... I don't know. I haven't seen anybody else being received like this before. So what I can tell you that Brazil is on the right path, and, you know, Bolsonaro is trying to do away with this stuff, this sickening indoctrination of children in kindergarten. I mean, they used to start this in kindergarten under the Workers' Party rule, which now is gone, okay? They've been running the country for 14 years, and they perverted everything. The corruption, sexual deviancy, and all that stuff was promoted by the Communist Party of Brazil. They called themselves the Workers' Party, but they're communists.
Mike, this is a wonderful... You are our man on the scene in Amazonia. So please do call the show in the future and, you know, give us an update. We're very excited here in America by Jair Bolsonaro. And let me read a little bit more about him in his article. It says, Bolsonaro's political views have been described as nationalist and populist, and himself as an advocate of far-right policies.
Absolutely. Bolsonaro, listen. Bolsonaro is not against the gays. He's not against the homosexuals. No. He said, listen, what you do behind your walls in your bedroom is none of my business. But if you go into a kindergarten or an elementary school and you try to convert these kids into a deviant lifestyle, then that becomes my problem. Okay? And the whole nation, you know, it's a problem that affects the entire nation. Because I'm sure, I'm not a father, okay? I don't have any kids. But if I would have had kids, I would have never sent them to a school where you have a drag queen teaching the kids that maybe they're not boys or maybe they're not girls. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, it's crazy.
I would try to steer clear of this situation. Bolsonaro is a good guy in spite of what these television news networks are saying. They all call him a fascist, a misogynist. Exactly what the names they call Trump. You just transpose that to Brazil. It's the same thing. It's like they're copying all this from the United States, and they translate into Portuguese, and they slam it in the head of this guy. So I tell you something. Bolsonaro is the best thing that ever happened to Brazil in the last 25 years. There was another guy before him was Cardoso. I forgot his first name, okay? But he was halfway, okay? But he was also corrupt, extremely corrupt. But this guy is a military guy. Keep that in mind. He's a captain. He's a former captain of the army. And he has the discipline, the army discipline, which all kids today ought to have. You have to be disciplined to make sure that you make it in today's world. Because if you don't have any discipline, you're lost.
Here's some more. Beautiful.
Now, here's the story.
What you just said about his military career as a captain connects here. Bolsonaro is viewed as pro-life, anti-establishment, pro-gun.
Well, absolutely. James, he's an ex-captain of the army, and he follows his ideology, which is very good, very sound, and he said, we will not allow indoctrination by the United Nations. He specifically said that, the United Nations, because apparently it's the United Nations behind the stuff, okay? He said, we will not allow the United Nations to indoctrinate our kids into deviant sexual lifestyles. And the United Nations exploded. When they heard this, they went bananas. Okay, so, you know, what can I tell you, man? I'll try to call into your show every night if I can, because it's very late here. I don't know what time zone you are in over there, but here right now it's... close to midnight. No, it's close to 10 o'clock. It's 10 to 10, okay, p.m. So I don't know what time zone you are in. But I will try to do my best according to your show because I love your show. I listen to it every night. I'm laying in bed trying to fall asleep, and I'm listening to your show, and my wife is always bitching about it. She says, well, what are you doing listening to the show? I said, that's none of your business. You know, it's my stuff.
Isn't it amazing?
So because she gets pissed because I don't pay any attention to her. I'm listening to your show and I ignore her, and that's not a bad thing. That's not a good thing. So, but anyway, repeat that name of that song that you start your show with again, because I didn't have anything to write down with. So repeat that again.
The singer is Hank Williams Jr.
Hank, okay, hold on a second. Hank Williams Jr.
And
the name of the song is?
Country Boy Can't Survive.
Okay, Country Boy Can't Survive. Hank Williams Jr.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, and you'll find
okay,
it.
Okay, man, I love your songs, I tell you. I feel like, although I'm in Brazil, but I feel so close to the United States. When I hear that song, you know, it's, my heart goes out, you know, really. Because I really miss it. I've been here for 20 years. You know, that's a life. That's a lifetime, you know.
Yeah.
20 years
well,
I've been
Mike,
here.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. Thank you very much, my friend. I love country songs.
Please play it all the time. I love it, man. I don't know about the other listeners, but from my perspective, man, I love it. It's the best song. Hank Williams Jr.
You know,
after this, I have to hang up because I'm going to forget. Say it again, please, James.
Hank Williams Jr. And just put in
okay,
Country
Hank
Boy.
Hank Williams Jr. Okay, the name of the song, I got it. Hank
All right.
Williams Jr. Now I'm going to have to hang up because
right,
I'm going to forget it, okay?
So I
don't have to call you up tomorrow again and ask you the same thing, okay? Hank
okay,
Williams
Mike.
Jr.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, brother. All right, folks, that was fun. And I'll tell you what, you know, let us all just pause for a moment. Isn't that fun to think? You know, Mike Rivero, Mike mentioned he listens to Mike Rivero, and he's underscoring a point that Rivero makes, which is that the left, they have an Achilles heel, which is knowledge, or you could also say information. Information. Look at this. Here's another mic in Brazil, in Amazonia, then came the day listening to us here. Isn't that an amazing thing? And thanks to John Statmiller for creating something that could reach into Amazonia. We'll take a short break and be right back.
The dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being.
We're back, folks. This is our last segment of the, I guess today's was the Brazilian Trump phenomenon show, the Trump of the Tropics, Jair Bolsonaro. And, you know, I just looked up some more similarities. Jair Bolsonaro is 64 years old, a little bit younger than our president, but he's been married 3 times. He has 5 children. His Donald Trump's ancestry is Scottish on his mother's side and German on his father's side. Jair Bolsonaro has also German ancestry on his father's side and Italian ancestry on both mother and father's side. The Italian, the original Italian name was Bolzanaro, with a Z, not an S, Bolzanaro. And the, very exciting. I mean, everything, all the parallels between Bolzanaro and Trump are wonderful. Now, Donald Trump himself right now is tweeting, and here's what he says. I'm looking forward, he tweeted this 30 minutes ago, I'm looking forward to watching Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that's Mike Huckabee's daughter, and former press secretary of Donald Trump, tomorrow morning on Fox and Friends. So I'll be watching for that. By far the number one rated show on morning cable at 8:30 a.m. Sarah will be an incredible addition to Fox News. So there's Donald Trump exerting his influence on Fox News. Remember, he alerted us the other day to the fact that there's a left-wing contingent at Fox News that are not our friends. And here he is, and he said, well, maybe we need to search for an alternative to Fox News. Well, what does Rupert Murdoch do? He comes up with Sarah Huckabee Sanders as a new host or a new addition to Fox. So way to go, Mr. President. And, of course, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is wonderful, and so is her dad. One of the most articulate advocates of the Trump philosophy, the Trump phenomenon, is Mike Huckabee on TV now. So the president at work, and let me take, as we depart here tonight, let me just take one last look here into the president's tweeting, his fireside chats. And that is his last chat right there. And I know the left is all disappointed that the Hurricane Dorian did not smack right into Mar-a-Lago, but instead heading right for Mar-a-Lago, hey, the hurricane turned to the right and never struck shore in Florida. Boy, I hope you're going to blame President Trump for that, this Category 5 hurricane really didn't do any damage at all in Florida. Anyway it goes. I mean, that's wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful that the hurricane stayed offshore. Big, big hurricane. Never touched Florida. Couldn't tell that from the media. We'll see you all again tomorrow night in our Friday edition of the Here Trump Clubhouse. Beating down to Amazonia. See you then.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Stay light, be
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.